Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, MatTech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. At 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, welcome back. And once again, thank you very much to juror number one for coming in. I had invited all of them. I was hoping more than one would show. But, you know, it's a very emotional thing. And
that was an interesting conversation. I enjoyed it.
It does take a lot of settling down after that. But I just want to say, do it. Do your jury duty. It's
well, you better.
So
they'll come after you
well,
eventually.
You know, you think of things. At one point, when he said, "Does your religious beliefs keep you from doing jury duty here on this case?" And I wanted to say, "Meow!" You know, I wanted to say, "Yeah, I don't want to judge another human being." And I don't know why I couldn't get my arm up. Yeah,
that's what she said. There's a whole bunch of people listening, so it's a little harder to just spill it out the lies.
But it was a great experience. It really was a great experience.
Well, the only time I ever called was in Michigan, and I sat in a room with 200 people in about 100 chairs. It was horrible. You had to either sit on the floor or lean against a wall, and I sat there for 3 hours. I'm thinking, this is not right.
Well, that's until you get in those comfy, cozy
this
jury chairs.
This is more
chairs.
Like a drunk tank at the jail than anything else.
Those jury chairs were nice. Move. They were comfy.
Oh, once you got
Although
on the jury?
Okay. I could hardly get up after 2.5 hours sitting there. I was like,
please tell me you didn't fall asleep during the trial.
Don't be ridiculous. The judge did. No, he did. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
You don't want to piss off the judges.
But do your jury duty. It's quite an experience. It's just another one underneath my belt of all the experiences I've had.
Right.
It's right up there with being in the circus. I'm not kidding.
There's not many people who can say that.
So what else do we have going on? We're going to have Susan Sutton. She's going to call us. She's got a wonderful program going on, Empowered Lives Through Cancer Journey. And she's going to be taking some caregivers and some patients to Apple Hill. So we're going to talk to her when she calls back. What else on here did you see? I was looking here at your hot topics this week.
Well, I want everybody to listen to that debate tonight.
Tell me about that. It's going to be Kane and
back
Gingrich.
When they still taught history in schools instead of trying to get all the gay history, put the gay people in history. When they actually taught history, we all learned about Lincoln and Douglas having their debates.
Douglas was gay?
No.
Oh.
That was just a joke.
Okay, okay.
My bad. And how great those debates were, because they'd go from town to town and they'd stand up there and they would have awesome debates. They're still printed and people still read those debates. And people are not satisfied with what the political debates look like now.
It's well,
like
I know.
They're all gotcha moments, and you have a limited amount of time.
TV producers. And
so Herman Cain and Gingrich are having a debate tonight, and it's modeled after the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Well, what can we expect if it's modeled after that?
It's going to be like C-SPAN. They're going to have all the time they need to talk and say what they need to talk. They're going to address the points they want to address and spend as much time on it as they want.
Will the audience be able to ask questions?
I don't know. We're going to find out on C-SPAN tonight.
C-SPAN, what time?
It's 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. No, 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay, 5 o'clock on C-SPAN. But
SPAR, they're saying set to SPAR.
If you go to my website, I've got the C-SPAN video library. So if you miss it at 5 o'clock, you can watch it anytime you want later.
It's going to be at the Woodlands Resort near Houston.
Yeah.
Also, it's going to feature Steve King.
Yeah, they have a.
He's a Republican from Iowa.
Yeah, Republican congressman.
Oh, he's going to be the MC.
Right.
Who's coming up with the questions?
It's not going to be like the. You don't need a newsman doing the MCing because they're not going to ask a bunch of questions, I don't think. They're going to let Gingrich and Kane talk to each other like Douglas and Lincoln talk to each other.
Well, you know what? Gingrich has his own baggage, but I think he's very intelligent.
Right.
He definitely knows how the system works.
I do not want Gingrich to be president, but I think it's going to be interesting because of what you just said. He's intelligent. He's going to be able to express himself.
He definitely knows how it all works.
It's going to be fun.
He's probably going to support Kane.
He likes Kane. They like each other, as a matter of fact. They're both from Georgia.
I wonder what caused them two to get together. What are the other ones thinking?
I think because they're friends. They're both from Georgia and they're friends. And they said, well, you know what?
We're not inviting the rest of them, huh?
This Republican debate stuff is just horrible.
And well, it is kind of, come on, yeah. You know, and then the afterwards, all the commentary that comes afterwards
right.
of why he touched him and what he said, and then they really got, you know, yeah, it's just, it's right. It's all Hollywood.
And there was great oratory that came out of the Lincoln-Douglas debates, and that's what they're looking for tonight.
That'll be interesting. 5:00 Pacific time, Kane and Gingrich.
All right, maybe I'm just a nerd that I'm so excited about this.
No, I think it will be very exciting. I think it'll be very informative. And they won't be out to catch each other. They'll be out to see really what it's all about.
Right.
You know, I think it'll be a very intelligent debate. Okay, that's good. What about this Al-Qaeda flag over Benghazi?
Yeah, how's that?
On the Libya courthouse, there's an Al-Qaeda flag now?
$1 billion with supporting the Libyan rebels. Now that they're in power, they're putting the Al-Qaeda flag.
Well, who would allow that?
The people that we have... helped run
the rebels,
put in power.
Oh.
Are flying the Al Qaeda flag,
which is a black flag, of course. Black flag.
Good job, USA. We now put an Al Qaeda in power.
Of course, in Libya. Well, we didn't put them in power. Oh, come on. We enabled them to do whatever they're going to do, and that's what they're going to do. And I think it was a better way to do it.
I don't think they could have done it
without us. I think it was a better way to do it than have us down there help deciding. Hey, they just whoever the rebels are, whoever they brought him down, now it's up to them. And I like the fact that now, well, if it's this, then it is.
So you're okay with it.
I'm okay with it. I say let them work it out themselves. Yeah. I'm kind of sick of it.
So did you see my little item there? Harold Camping has apologized?
Where did you see him apologize? Now, let's set it up first, JP. Tell him who Harold Camping is.
We interviewed Harold Camping way back on May 20th or 21st.
21st.
Because he was predicting that's when the rapture would start, and on 21st of May, a whole bunch of people would disappear because they're the saved ones.
In October, the end of the world.
6 months, and then the world would end. Well, nobody disappeared on May 21st. He had an excuse for that, and then on October 20th, nothing happened again.
I'm surprised he didn't disappear.
So
at least to make it look good.
I was afraid he was going to come out and say, no, I got another new date. But no, he's apologizing. He's embarrassed. So
he's embarrassed?
Finally, he may have seen the error of his ways. That you cannot predict what the good Lord is going to do.
No, we still got books out. Nostradamus. I mean, we got people doing it all over the place. Well, Harold, it's big of him to come out.
It's big of him to apologize.
Big of him to finally apologize and admit. And you know, who knows what's going to happen now?
I wonder how those people that sold their houses because they thought the world was going to end, I wonder how they feel.
Know it. Another thing, Justin Bieber, the opportunity suit. Oh, my goodness gracious, this poor young guy.
What do you think about that? You're kind of into music.
I think it's crazy. I think it's just absolutely crazy because he doesn't even know he never met this woman. She's older than him. If she admits to it, she's going to be brought up on charges.
Right. She's going to spend a year in jail because he was a minor when they had sex.
I don't know what this is about. She probably thought it would just go away and he'd offer her money because he's a very rich kid now.
Apparently, she thought a year in jail would be worth it for the amount of child support she's going to be able to collect from Justin Bieber. I don't know.
Not going to happen. And I saw him. He's growing up.
She's asking for a test.
Wow.
So she must have actually had sex with him.
What?
Why would she want the DNA test? Doesn't make sense.
This is interesting.
But of course, it's a woman. You know?
Well, I heard him too. I heard him say on Today's Show, and anything that they say on the Today Show is absolutely true. And he was on there and he said, no, he doesn't know her. He never had sex with her. He has no idea.
How weird.
I thought he was
How
kind
weird
of,
is that?
I thought he was kind of happy looking.
What do you mean?
Well, he's just so cute.
So you don't think he wants to have sex with women?
I'm not going to say that.
You're not going to say that?
No, then
I think you just
have a paternity lawsuit against me. Yeah.
But I have wondered myself because, you know, usually boys aren't that concerned about their hair and how low their pants match their
socks. He is a star. He's like Michael Jackson, only he was a little older when he started, but they have to. He's got a publicist now. He's got a manager. They're whipping him into shape.
So they won't let him walk out of the house without being styled at the nines?
Uh-uh. Somebody might see him. Can you imagine the life? Unbelievable. Okay, we've got Susan Sutton on the phone, so we're going to take our break real quick, and then we're going to come back and talk to her about this wonderful program and taking patients and caregivers through the cancer journey to Apple Hill. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be right back here with Broadview.
Well, 70, The Buzz.
We'll be right with her.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail, showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, MatTech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hangar Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. At 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
Tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor. At one time in our lives, we've all heard of someone that had a really bad experience having something to do with an automotive product, service, or a dealer. Your money is your power. We want you to start supporting only the highest quality businesses. We recognize what has been missing is a trusted source for this information, and you have one now. Each week, we introduce you to the finest local automotive businesses we know of. This week, we'll be talking to Rick and Michelle Anderson from Nevada Mobile Automotive Service, Brandon and Ava Games, Novus Glass, the windshield repair experts, Mike Shula, Performance Coatings Auto Body, Jay Hubbard, National Automobile Museum, dedicated